From Tidbits on November 8th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbit staff. TweetDeck 0.36.1. TweetDeck 0.36 is here, and its hallmark feature unleashes a live stream of Twitter posts that can shower down upon you. It's what Twitter calls real-time streaming, and means that new tweets appear in your TweetDeck timelines as they are posted, instead of only showing up when TweetDeck periodically checks for them. If you prefer periodic updates, an option in TweetDeck's preferences disables real-time streaming. Also included in the release is support for Twitter's forthcoming change to how tweets are stored behind the scenes. All Twitter clients will need to update themselves by the end of November to maintain compatibility with the service. The 0.36.1 release corrects a few bugs from the initial 0.36 version, including the positioning of retweets in the timeline and issues with Facebook posting and reply all functionality. Mac Pro EFI Firmware Update 1.5. Apple has released Mac Pro EFI Firmware Update 1.5, which it recommends for all Mac Pro mid-2010 models. The update fixes an issue that prevented the firmware password prompt from appearing, along with a more esoteric issue where the boot picker wouldn't appear when you're connected to an Ethernet network without DHCP enabled. Apple's instructions for installing the firmware update are to shut down after the installation completes, and then hold down the power button until its light flashes or you hear a long tone. As always, Apple urges you not to unplug, shut down, restart, or disturb your Mac in any way during the firmware installation process. Data Rescue 3.1. Yes, everyone should have backups, but not everyone does, and for those who find themselves needing to recover data, we'll be pleased to learn that Data Rescue from ProSoft Engineering has been updated to version 3.1. The new version packs in a host of new features and fixes. It now runs natively on 64-bit unsupported Macs. The workspace and home folder workflows are simpler. New file types are now supported. And a new contextual menu offers quicker access to common features. Fixes for recovering certain file types, erasing, and a few crashes are also included. You'll find complete release notes on Mac Update. Adobe InDesign CS5 7.0.3. Folks who spend their days doing layout will be delighted to learn that Adobe has updated InDesign CS5 to version 7.0.3. The new version includes literally dozens of fixes. Among them, InDesign now works better at recognizing files used by others in a mixed Windows Mac environment. Various crashes are corrected, search for help now works properly again, and Photoshop imports work even better. Many more fixes can be found in the release notes at Mac Update. Logic Express 9.1.3. In what's sure to be music to the ears of Logic devotees, Apple has updated Logic Express to version 9.1.3. Apple says that the update delivers improved stability and compatibility, specifically for hyperthreading. Also included in the update are fixes for various issues related to the recent 9.1.2 update, including crashes, a bug with certain pedalboard stomp boxes, and an incompatibility with Touch OSC Control Surface plugins. Apple provides a complete list of changes. PopCare 10.5.1. If you find yourself hunting for unusual Unicode characters, you're in luck, because Ergona Software has released PopCare 10.5.1. The latest update of the venerable font utility introduces support for Unicode 6.0. Also included in the new version are better in-software upgrade options, a new contextual menu item for removing recent characters, and the removal of some irritating console messages. Ergonis' term, not ours. Several fixes are also part of the 5.1 release. Problems with inserting characters into Espresso and FileMaker Pro were addressed, as our errant beeps at midnight. Beep! A problem after waking your computer from sleep, and a macOS 10 bug that caused issues when copying and pasting certain bitmap pictures. Twit Export 2.0.1. With Twit Export, Blue Crowbar Software has renamed and combined the iPhoto to Twitter and Aperture to Twitter export plugins, which let you tweet directly from within iPhoto and Aperture, including a selected photo as a link to TwitPic or Mobi Pictures. The name change came about with a need to meet Twitter naming requirements when switching to Twitter's OAuth authentication method a few months ago. Blue Crowbar also took the opportunity to refine the user interface a bit. Twit Export can also now install in either iPhoto, where it also supports sharing movies to Mobi Picture, or Aperture. It works with iPhoto 08 and 09, along with the just-released iPhoto 11. With Aperture, Twit Export requires either version 2.1.4 or 3.0.3 and later. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.